Right, it's 8:41, and it's Mayo 2-9, Kerry 1-15. Oh God, we've lost by 5 points, and yeah, we kind of deserve to lose by that, I have to say. Desperately poor performance, and really from early on, it was the signs weren't good. The Kerry forwards were excellent, and they shot several points from play. I think it was about 8 from play early on. We got a goal from Jeremy O'Connor, super goal, fed by Aidan O'Shea, and he rifled it in, and but that had kind of masked troubles that were certainly bubbling up fairly alarmingly at our end. We weren't able to hold their forwards at all. Like, you know, we struggled throughout. Jerry Cafferkin went off injured shortly after David Clifford actually went off injured as well. He pulled a muscle, then scored a point and then went off. Jerry pulled up after that and he went off. Coolan Crowe came on then. We had a lot of the same problems in terms of putting ball in into the forwards. We just, the ball in wasn't great, and it just didn't stick at all. You know, it stuck to some degree with Andy in there and Clonus, but it just came back out time after time tonight, and every time it did, Kerry had really clever movements and good sharp passing, and they racked up the scores. Now we got a penalty then. There was a tale of two penalties before half time. Paul Gainey was fouled for a penalty at the Bacon Factory, and I think he actually scored a point which wasn't allowed. It's called back for the penalty. David Clark saved the penalty, and then they put the 50 wide, so Kerry ended up -1 from that incident. And then we had a penalty at the other end. I thought it was a soft enough award, actually. You know, I think he went down easily enough. Jeremy O'Connor stuck it away very well, though, and that left us. I think Jason Doherty pointed a long range free, and we went in only one behind. So, you know, I think in terms of having played poorly in the first half, we had come through the half in far better shape on the scoreboard than we probably really had any right to have had. We should have gone on there and done it, but you know, it just got worse in the second half. Now at this stage, Kerry were really, really bringing out the timber. You know, there was very, very stark difference in tactics on the different halves of the field. Up front, it was all clever, quick movement and good shooting. From midway back, it was just absolute thuggery. It was just timber, and some of the fouls were really, really crude and basic. And Derek O'Mahony is not a good ref. Unfortunately, we don't have David Goff every week, and he didn't take control of the proceedings early on, so it just got the exchanges got really, really tough and physical. Eventually it told on Kerry, and they picked up 2 red cards, but we weren't able to do anything with the numerical advantage. I think after the second fellow went off, I think we scored 1 point from a free by Andy, and it never looked like we were ever going to get the scores to reel them back in. It is a desperately disappointing performance, and you know, there are a lot of performances there that you wouldn't be happy with at all, really, to be honest with you. So I'm not going to go into much more detail than that. There'll be plenty of post-mortem on this game, I think. But like everything at this time of year, you know, you can't take too much out of the good stuff, and you shouldn't really put too much store in the bad stuff either. What it does mean, of course, is that our bright and beautiful start to the league has now been severely tarnished. We head to Galway next weekend, really looking for a result now. And I think after the last day, things were looking like, you know, we had started the league unusually well, if you like, but it's back down to earth, I'm afraid, after tonight's defeat. So Kerry by 4, 2 points from 2 games, and Galway next. Okay, that's it, over and out.